Hundreds of thousands of Shiites are in the Iraqi city of Karbala, one of the holiest Islamic sites, for a religious celebration that was banned during the decades of Saddam Hussein's rule. Though U.S. forces remained outside the city, many attending the pilgrimage say they would like to see the American troops leave Iraq altogether. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports from Karbala.
The crowds seem to fill every street here, and they wash like water against the walls of the tomb of Hussein. This week ends a 40-day period of mourning for Hussein, one of Shia Islam's most sacred figures. The Shia mark their grief with self-imposed suffering, which explains why many walked for days to get here, and why some deliberately injured themselves in Karbala's streets. As you look across the masses, you see dozens of arms rise in unison above the crowd. Each hand is swinging a flail, half a dozen chains on a stick. The chains hang in the air for an instant, flashing in the sun, before each arm jerks downward, and dozens of men slash their own backs until they bleed. Some people in the crowd today are denouncing a different Hussein, Saddam Hussein, who repressed the Shia and their pilgrimage for decades. One of the men who's celebrating now is Ahmed Faisal al-Fatima, who says he walked 60 miles from Baghdad.
The scientists here, the original scientists, told us in the past that whenever you are suffering, God will reward you for that. Yes, and what's proved my speech that today we are free and we came on foot.
Ahmad says he was an officer in the Iraqi army in Baghdad. He says he deserted as the regime collapsed. People here are beginning to think about the government that will replace Saddam Hussein. Though this is a religious event, a major Shia group called on Iraqis to use the event to urge U.S. troops to withdraw. That group is involved in the political maneuvering that may help decide this country's future. Some people in this crowd say it's time for religious rule, time for the Shia, who represent a majority in Iraq, to be led by their ayatollahs, as Iranians are. An agricultural engineer named Mahdi offers a different view. He wants a representative democracy. He's sitting on a blanket with his family, resting in the sun.
No, this depends on America.
In America, you have only two political parties, and in Iran, there's really only one, he says. We want many choices for our many people. He sounds like a natural ally of the United States, yet he says he doubts American motives. He believes the U.S. has come here for one reason.
Oil. Nafat. Nafat.
Oil, he says. Some people in the crowd offer complete support for the U.S. When this man spotted an American today, he spontaneously offered thanks to the U.S. and Britain.
Nishkur America o Britannia.
Okay. When a crowd of people elsewhere spotted an American, they begin chanting a very different message. Yes to Islam, no to America. One resident of this city tried to reconcile all the contradictory views of the U.S. He used the cynical humor that Iraqis have survived on for years. The Americans got rid of Saddam for us. They want the oil now, the man claimed last night. But Saddam took the oil before, so it's no problem for us. In Karbala, as in many cities, there are only two real authorities right now. There are religious leaders who organized this massive pilgrimage and who are keeping their distance from the United States. There is also the U.S. military. The U.S. has generally stayed outside of Karbala during this religious observance. But this morning, two American Humvees crept through the center of town. The crowd parted politely to let them pass beside the golden dome of the shrine of Abbas. A handful of Americans sat on top of their vehicles, looking out at Iraqis who spread out as far as they could see. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Karbala, Iraq.